This is JIS News. Coming up, government to invest $1 billion in West Kingston development projects. NYS and PSOJ sign MOU to boost summer employment program, and Pradia Larceny Prevention Unit secures prosecution for bee colony theft. The details after the break. Stay with us.
Collect your mail at your convenience. Simply rent a private letterbox from Jamaica Post and access your documents night or day, 24/7. It's secure and affordable. Private letterboxes are available for rental at residential and business complexes and post offices. Get yours today. Call 1-888-526-7678 for details.
Now the news. The government is to invest close to $1 billion on development projects in the West Kingston communities of Denham Town, Hannatown, and Tivoli Gardens. The projects are being facilitated under the Integrated Community Development Project, ICDP, through funding from a $4.8 billion loan from the World Bank. Initiatives will include recreational spaces and community parks, as well as interventions to reduce violence and the rewiring of homes to allow for regularization of electricity services. The ICDP is being implemented by the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JSIF. Managing Director Omar Sweeney says the project will have a transformational effect on the lives of residents in the target communities.
Whether it is utilities, whether it is educational services, whether it is parenting support, whether it is infrastructure needs, I'm here to say to you that we are prepared and we will be coming where you are. I'm encouraging you to be a part of any meetings related to your own development.
The ICDP is a five-year project geared towards promoting public safety and transformation through the delivery of basic infrastructure and social services in 18 communities across the island. Three major markets are to be upgraded and refurbished this year under the Markets Rehabilitation Program. These are Otaria St. Anne, Santa Cruz St. Elizabeth, and Port Maria St. Mary. Local Government and Community Development Minister Noel Arscott says the Black River Market in St. Elizabeth, recently rehabilitated under the program, now boasts a state-of-the-art facility with spacious, attractive, and suitably designed infrastructure. The market was officially opened December 2014.
In addition, rehabilitation works were implemented in the Coronation Maypen Linsett Charles Gordon Market. Through public-private partnership arrangements, the Mandeva Market is being considered for reconstruction.
Minister Arscott was making his contribution to the 2015-2016 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives recently. More job placement opportunities are now available for young people selected to participate in the National Youth Service NYS Summer Job Program. This as a result of a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, signed between the NYS and the Private Sector Organization of Jamaica, the PSOJ, Thursday. Under the MOU, the NYS will be able to recruit participants for private sector job placement under its existing programs and initiatives through the PSOJ. Speaking at the signing ceremony, Youth Minister Lisa Hanna said the partnership will provide invaluable support for beneficiaries. She's therefore urging young people to seek to learn all they can from the job placements.
Look at the private sector, not only to learn new avenues and approaches, but really how it is that you create a job, and at the end of the day, how you take care of your own productivity in that world of work and what it takes to drive a business.
President of the PSOJ, William Mahfoud, says the skills the young people will acquire from the placements are what they will need to function in all the industries that are keeping the economy afloat. And the Pradia Larceny Prevention Unit in the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries is reporting that a man has been prosecuted in connection with the theft of 10 bee colonies from a farm in Forpaths, Clarendon. Reports are that the bees, valued at about $400,000, were stolen sometime between the hours of 5:30 p.m. Wednesday, March 11 and 9 a.m. Thursday, March 12.
We did an operation in Clarendon. We managed to take the accused man in custody. Case file was prepared. He was taken before the court. That case was April 2nd, 2015, at the Maypen RM Court. He pleaded guilty to the offense. He is to be sentenced on the 4th of June 2015. In the interim, he was given bail in the sum of $500,000. And so we await the sentencing phase in relation to this matter.
Pradia Larceny Prevention Officer Sergeant Damian Harry. The court has also ordered that the stolen items be returned to the owner. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.